God with his by giving up his life. And now he said, this mitzvah came to my hand, he said, I will not let it go without rejoicing. And when the news that Rabbi Akiva was executed came to the Jewish world, so that shook the foundation of the Jewish people. If you go today, Rabbi Akiva was executed in Caesarea, in Caesarea. You can see today the ruins of the Hippodrome, which was the arena in which the Romans executed the gladiators. It was the public place of execution. According to Jewish legend, Rabbi Akiva was transported from Caesarea, from Caesarea, and buried in Tveria, and buried in the cave in Tiberias. And that has been the traditional place where Jews have come throughout the centuries to pray at the grave of the great Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef. And so we find in Rabbi Akiva all of the great human traits that the Jewish people possess, and therefore that's why they identified with him. We find him a person of love and of compassion and of warmth and of humor, self-made person. The Mefarshim also explained to us that physically also, Rabbi Akiva, for instance, Rabbi Akiva's son in the Talmud is called Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha. Korcha in Hebrew means bald. The Mefarshim explained to us Rabbi Akiva was bald, and that the Romans, in order not to identify his family to the Romans, so therefore the rabbis gave him that appellation, the son of the bald one. So they all knew whom they were talking about. But they didn't want to call him Ben Akiva because of the fact that that could have brought him into danger, because the Romans feared Rabbi Akiva more than anyone else. And the truth of the matter is that Rabbi Akiva did defeat them. Over the centuries, over the millennia, Rabbi Akiva is alive and well, and everyone knows of him. He is the light of the Jewish people. So, because of all of these reasons, therefore, he has a special place in Jewish history. And the debacle of Bar Kokhba, the terrible disaster, Rabbi Akiva rises from that disaster. He is not crushed by it. He rises from that disaster to rebuild the Jewish people, to rebuild everything that is great and noble. It could be, in final summation, it could be that that was his inheritance from his other great Rebbe. One Rebbe was Rebbe Lezer ben Hurkanus, Rebbe Lezer HaGodol. His other great Rebbe was Nochem Ish Gamzu, the great holy Nochem Ish Gamzu, that whatever happened to him, he said, Gamzu Latova. This also is good. The ability to bear up under terrible adversity and to say that somehow it's good. Somehow in God's world it will be good. And that no matter how bad it looks now, there is good in store, and one has to always look for the good. Rabbi Akiva was the heir to that idea, and he communicated it to the Jewish people in such a way that it's part and parcel of the Jewish outlook. Jews are optimists. Jews always begin over again. We would not be here if it would not be for that. Even in our generation, another people that would have suffered a Holocaust would retire at least for a century. The Jews start again like nothing happened. That's the strength that Rabbi Akiva gave us. That's the powerful example that he is, and that's why he's such a great person in Jewish history.